Matt does every week, all those quarterbacks. This is great. I feel like the president up here.
Yeah, Tony, could you talk about the finality of it, being your last game, 270
It was great. Honestly, it went exactly as I thought it would go, except the winning part. We weren't able to pull it out. But as far as the pregame, during the game, I'm so flattered and so thankful that I've been able to be a part of this organization for the last 5 years, and obviously the 12 years before that in Kansas City. My career, it's turned out to be something more than I ever thought and more than I ever dreamed, and it's been an unbelievable ride. It's amazing, and I'm still looking back and saying I can't believe this happened to me, honestly. And like I told you guys before, when I first got in the league, looking ahead, it's humbling. It's humbling, and I'm just so lucky to be surrounded by such good people. The teammates that I've had, guys like Tony Richardson, Jason Dunn, Trent Green. I mean, the list goes on the coaches, Coach Vermeil, Coach Schottenheimer, when I first came in, and then end it with these guys, Roddy, Matt, and Coach Smitty, and Thomas Dimitroff bringing me over here. I look back and I say to myself, what did I do to deserve this? And somebody pinch me, because it's been a blast, and it's like a dream, and I'm thankful for it.
Tony, what was the having so many family members and friends on the field before the game, and then you had the halftime ceremony, and you're still playing a football game?
Yeah. It was great. It's just about snapping in and snapping out, and trying to control those emotions, because they were running through me today. Everything. Felt like crying at times. And then the game comes up, you're all intense, trying to go out there and do what I've been doing for the last 17 years. But to having them on the sideline, that's who I've been playing for. They're a big piece of my puzzle. My family, these people have been with me since the beginning, and I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for them. And I'm so gracious to them to just come out, and I had about 40 people on that sideline, it seemed like, but my brother, my cousin, my mom, and my wife and kids, that core group. And I've been so lucky, because, there are people out there that can't say that. And I'm surrounded by so much love, and I'm thankful for it.
Your brother said you guys had that Super Bowl conversation about 2 weeks ago.
Well, we talk about a lot of things, but the Super Bowl obviously just wasn't in my cards, and I'm okay with that, honestly. And I did an interview with Peter King a couple weeks ago, and that was one thing I wanted to emphasize. Don't ever look at me and say, "Well, he never won the big game," or I hope there's no glitch on my record because of that. And if you think that way, then I don't think you know what you're talking about. I really don't. Because this is the ultimate team sport. And I've been on some good teams, but we just weren't able to get over the hump. It's offense, defense, and special teams. And then the ball's got to go your way. And we didn't have that this year. It seemed like the horseshoe fell out of our butts. Because for whatever reason, the ball, even this game today, you saw what happened at the end. We're driving, and everybody felt confident, and we felt like we were going to go get the job done, just like last week in San Francisco. And then all of a sudden, it's just one of these plays, like fluke type plays. I mean, stuff that's an uncharacteristic of what we've done around here for the last 5 years, and the winning that we've done. But it happened for a reason, and that's what I told the guys last night when I stood up in front of the team. Coach Smitty asked me to talk to him, and I was just, first of all, I was thankful for that. But my message to them was, learn something from this year. There's a lot of growing you can have when you're in adversity, when you're in a losing situation. And I know that's what brought me here today, is my second year in the league when I dropped 17 balls and had that horrible year. It made me the person who I am today. So that's what I wanted to stress to those guys, is that use this year. Make it count for something, because the sky's the limit. There's so much talent on this team. And looking forward, if they figure it out and they learn how to work the right way, which I think they will, because the core group of guys do that, guys like Matt, guys like Julio, guys like the couple of the defensive players. I mean, It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and it's going to make this organization great.
What about your contribution to the position, opening that position up? The tight end.
Well, when I first came in, I used to watch, obviously, Shannon Sharp. I used to watch tapes of Kellen Winslow, Sr. And I was just lucky to be able to get that torch passed to me and be in some offenses where they trusted me to move me out from that traditional tight end spot where you're not just attached to the line where they can put you out a receiver, put you in the slot. I remember putting me in the backfield, coming out of the backfield, catching balls. I mean, where you're just a weapon and it's a matchup. You pose that matchup at all times. And I'm proud of the way the guys that have come after me, guys that are just coming up now, guys like Gronkowski, guys like Jimmy Graham, what they're doing with the position. And they're going to take it to new heights, I hope. You know, and I'm glad that I was part of that. It's a good feeling. It's a humbling feeling.
Obviously, John, perform at a high level. Why now?
Why retire now? Because I'm old. Because my body hurts. And also, you guys, most of you guys know the story with my son, Nico. He's out in L.A. and he doesn't live with me. And it's time for me to get back and devote everything that I've. Because football has been up here for me. It always was. It's my family's here and football is right there next to it. And for better or for worse, that's just the way my mentality worked. I was obsessed with football and OCD about it. And that's what I told the guys last night, OCD. But OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, it's not a disorder if you channel it the right way, the right direction. It's a gift. And I need to put that emphasis on my family now and on to the next part of my life. This is like graduating to me, honestly. You know, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss my classmates, my teammates, my coaches, my teachers. I'm going to miss them. But at the same time, it's time for me to go into the next stage of life just like everybody else. And nobody's immune to this. Everybody who plays is going to have this day. And the way I've been able to go out on my own terms, it's a blessing. And like I said, I have no regrets.
Tony, was it 17 short seasons or 17 long seasons?
Short. When you're having fun, it's never work. You know, I still haven't worked a day in my life. Maybe when I was younger, my first job, passing out flyers. But now, I mean, this is a dream come true to play in the NFL. It's such a gift. If somebody feels like this is long, you're not doing it the right way. You're not enjoying it. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. I've had some great teammates, like I said, and a couple of those guys are here that I've played with. And I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going to have a great time tonight celebrating with a couple of my coaches, my teammates, and my friends and family. It's going to be – that's what it's all about. You got to have fun at this. Otherwise, you won't enjoy the ride.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.